It is Mockery Rocks. I am the father of Rocky, and what can I say? Rocky is now 15, and he soon starts high school. Because of the near pandemic, there is no school here in Japan. But I think folks back in the U.S. get the wrong idea, saying or suggesting no school for late March, as the Prime Minister did, only means a longer spring holiday. The new school year starts in early April. The fresh start connects to spring, not to autumn, as in the U.S., my homeland. Some news that maybe nobody is portraying to you. Nearly 24 Turkish soldiers were killed in an airstrike by Syrian government forces in northeast Syria. A Turkish official said the deaths mark a serious escalation in the direct conflict between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces that has been waged since early February. Rami Dogan, the governor of Turkish Hatay province, bordering Syria's Idlib region, said 22 troops were killed and others were seriously wounded in the attack. That attack happened on the 27th local time in Turkey. In addition to 3 Turkish soldiers killed in Idlib earlier, the casualties marked the largest death toll for Turkey in a single day since Ankara first intervened in Syria in 2016. At least 43 have now been killed in Idlib since the start of February. Now, how did the Turks get involved? I thought it was the President of the United States just passing it off to the Turks in a kindly manner. Syria's defense ministry said insurgents were using Turkey-supplied portable surface-to-air missiles to attack Syrian and Russian aircraft. It did not elaborate. Earlier in the month, Turkish-backed opposition fighters shot down 2 helicopter gunships belonging to the Syrian military. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Opposition War Monitoring Group said opposition fighters seized the town of Sarakeb after intense bombardment by Turkish troops. Turkey and Russia support opposite sides in Syria's brutal civil war, with Ankara backing the opposition and Moscow backing Assad. Does the Russian leader Putin have great affection for Mr. Assad? And does Mr. Trump and the USA have great affection for Mr. Putin? Those are just questions. They're not answers. They're questions that you might not want to answer. I don't want to talk too much about the coronavirus outbreak. I just want to make the point that who is not a doctor? In somebody's world, who is the doctor? Doctor Who? But the World Health Organization chose WHO, W-H-O, for an acronym. I'm not so sure that it's working out well for them. The coronavirus outbreak has reached a decisive point and has pandemic potential. That's why earlier I said near. It's not exactly a pandemic yet, but maybe soon. The guy who says it's all at a decisive point is a guy with the World Health Organization, the head man. He's not Doctor Who, he's Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus. His comments come as countries around the world battle to prevent the virus spreading further. For a second day, more cases have been reported outside than inside China. Iran and Italy have become major centers of infection, with people traveling from there spreading the virus further afield. Several high-profile Iranian officials have become infected, the latest being Vice President for Women and Family Affairs, Masrour Ebtekar. The people in that part of the world. Give the people like me who want to pronounce names properly a hard time. Don't you know? Do you know science? I mean, do you know science better than the President of the United States? Most people do. Here is a strange headline, but the essence of the writing is probably from somebody who does know science. But the headline got written by somebody else. The headline says, "Scientists detect biggest explosion since Big Bang." Let me explain to you that cosmology is the study of how everything got started, and some people think everything got started with the Big Bang. So the Big Bang happened before there were people. So when they talk about comparing a big explosion in space to the Big Bang, there were no people to observe the Big Bang. That's why that headline seems strange to me. And the story goes, scientists have detected evidence for a colossal explosion in space 5 times bigger than anything observed before. And they imagine bigger than something they could not have observed. The huge release of energy is thought to have emanated from a supermassive black hole some 390 million light years from Earth. I just made up the word Orpheus out of something that I could not pronounce, but I'll try again. The eruption is said to have left a giant dent in the Orpheus galaxy cluster. Researchers reported their findings in the Astrophysical Journal. They had long thought that there was something strange about that galaxy cluster, which is a giant aggregation containing thousands of individual galaxies intermingled with hot gases and dark matter. X-ray telescopes had spied a curious curved edge to it. My listeners, most of them will not be concerned about this topic because they are not astrophysicists. Or they didn't study astronomy in college as I did. I was a poor student, but I got by, and that was my one little bit of science. The speculation was that this might be the wall of a cavity that had been sculpted in its gas by emissions from a central black hole. Black holes are famous for gorging on infalling matter. But they will also expel prodigious amounts of material and energy in the form of jets. When we say in the form of jets, We don't mean jet airplanes. We mean a spew of those gases. And that meant that any black hole explosion would have to have been unimaginably prodigious. But new telescope data from the Murchison Wide Field Array in Australia and the giant meter wave radio telescope in India seem to confirm such an explosion. We present a perspective of a guy like me living in a place like Japan. I am not blogging about life in Japan. I'm not telling you about that. And I'm not teaching any Japanese language, but for just one word, here we go. The word is omoshiroi. If you were into the science I just gave you, you should say omoshiroi, which just means interesting. Let's see, we are working our way into having some Mockery Rocks listeners, maybe many, support the podcast directly by becoming patrons via Patreon. That means no commercials. I hate commercials. I hate advertising. I mean, I like the old kind of advertising on old media, newspapers, and radio and TV. But on the internet, I hate commercials. I hate advertising, and I think you, too, might hate that kind of thing. On Facebook, on YouTube, even on, what's that new thing I'm into? Even on TikTok. I might make a TikTok just to say that. Just to say, I don't like advertising, but I do like people who would buy into my podcast, Mockery Rocks, on Patreon.